comes meet the sea in a clapboard shack by a broken down tree. There's a light in the window, two salty gals inside. I'm not sure if they're witches, but you know that's implied. Got the storytelling, ego swelling, pillow talking, moonlight walking sea hags.
Welcome to the Sea Hags Podcast.
Hello.
I'm interrupting you.
It's fine.
I'm Chris Jeffa.
I'm Katie Norgren. And our guest this week is returning for a second round, Mr. Justin O'Hearn.
I believe it is.
Dr. Justin O'Hearn.
Yay. Since you've been gone.
Mr.
Justin Doctor. Yeah, it's not official yet.
But your dissertation was accepted with revision, so that probably means you will be a doctor very soon.
Yes. As long as they accept the revisions.
Yeah. If they go, these suck.
They better.
Yeah.
Or else
worked
I'm,
hard.
What am I going to do?
Be a shitty not doctor.
Yeah, pretty much.
Yeah. That would be sad.
I'll still keep the credit card that they send me with doctor on it,
though. Yeah.
Did you already order that?
No, but you know what? The first thing I actually bought with my with a title of doctor was tickets to The Fringe.
Are they going to give you, like, a special seat or something?
I don't know.
Oh, sir, please, right this way.
But they had the title on there. They're like, yeah, you know, set up your membership at The Fringe or whatever. And
what you'll be sitting in the pompous windbag section.
Yeah.
Which is the whole audience.
Fringe burn.
Tried playing Fringe Bingo. The first thing on Fringe Bingo was little glasses.
Tiny little roundy glasses, yes. Oh my god.
And then guys look like Wolf Blitzer.
Oh, there's so many guys that look like Wolf Blitzer.
Especially at the Fringe.
So the Fringe Festival is happening in Vancouver as we speak. We will be having on somebody last week who's talking about their show, but we are recording it tomorrow, so very confusing. We like to believe time is not real.
Yeah. There's no solid, like, parallel linear time podcasting.
We love Star Trek, so we have to be comfortable.
It was Star Trek Day just the other day.
Was it?
Yeah. On Friday.
We have to be comfortable fucking with the timeline as a result.
As long as we don't go back and kiss our own moms or whatever.
Yeah. I mean, my mom was cute, but that's gross.
Okay. So you know how they're doing the all-female remake of Lord of the Flies? What if they did one for Back to the Future? What would that be like? Where Marty McFly is like a girl and goes back and her dad tries to fuck her?
That'd be so... I thought the original is pretty fucking gross, honestly. Like, it makes me so uncomfortable.
Yeah.
I like it. It's a great movie, but...
Yeah. I love how forward the mother is.
She's soups horny.
Yeah.
For her own kid. Well, it's Leah Thompson. It'd be hard to say no. She's really foxy.
She's great. Remember Caroline in the City?
Of course.
Such a great show.
But I'd never watch Veronica's Closet. I draw the line somewhere. But I do remember Caroline in the City, because I did love her, because... Lesbian.
Just because gay.
Because kind of gay. Partial gayness.
Have you ever noticed that the old Leah Thompson in Back to the Future 2 looks just like Vera from Vera's Burgers in Vancouver here?
I've never seen Vera, just that, like, the little pictogram.
Yeah, the little picture looks just like the old Leah Thompson.
Oh my god, yeah, they age her up really disgustingly in that,
like,
movie.
Gross pancake makeup and stuff.
But I mean, she'd be like 45, wouldn't she?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. That's really confusing to me.
Time isn't real. Movie's tablet.
Yeah, so they make her 85 for some reason in it. Just to make sure we don't remember that she's still hot underneath all of that stuff.
Yeah, because there wouldn't be any potential to want to fuck her now.
That would just be weird.
Don't make that mistake again, Marty.
Yeah, oh god. I like how we already got super uncomfortable like 5 minutes into a Justin episode.
Who's uncomfortable? Not me.
Not you.
I'm not really.
I am noticing now that you've turned your hat backwards.
Yeah, it's just so I could see better.
Okay, should I do that too?
Well, no, you're wearing your hat above your bangs, so it doesn't matter.
I don't like it.
Do I look like a skater boy?
I don't like it.
Because I find, like, seeing things is important to podcasting.
Mm-hmm. No.
We were going to blindfold you later, but that's part of the next segment.
We've got a lot of kinky, weird shit happening
today.
Well,
we've got a blowtorch, we've got a spoonful of sugar, we've got custard pots.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
It's all coming up.
We've got a leather-wrapped silver flask filled with mysterious liquors.
Mm-hmm. I like it.
It really feels like a Sea Hags kind of day.
Yeah, how was your week, Katie?
It's pretty... It culminated in a fantastic night last night, so we'll just focus on that.
Great.
That was good.
The rest was terrible.
No, it wasn't terrible. It was just lame. Like, I haven't... Well, sorry, not lame. Just bad. Like, I haven't really bothered doing anything lately. I just don't have any energy, so I didn't. But yesterday, Tess and I went to see Against Me. Vogue Theater, and it was so good.
Your girlfriend, Laura Jean Grace.
My girlfriend, Your Laura Jean Grace, girlfriend. Our collective girlfriend. Yeah, no, we, I haven't seen much of her for the last week, so it was, I mean, not Laura Jean Grace, I mean, my actual wife, who I see normally very much a lot, and so it was really nice to just, like, hook up with her after work and go and have some drinks and some food and just, like, waste some time and then go see a really wicked punk show and sweat out all of the booze and food we just ate.
Nice.
So it was a really, really nice time, and they are my favorite band, and they were so good live. So good live. Just insane amounts of energy. I couldn't imagine it. Like, they barely stopped for 15 seconds between songs.
Wow.
They would just, like, plow right into another one.
No stage banter, just next.
Well, yeah, it would just be like, this song is about feeling shame and finding your community. Yeah, like, I was like, fuck yeah, okay, I can take this. And then when they finished, before they did their encore, we bolted because we're elderly. So it was perfect. It was just like, okay, we heard every song we wanted to hear, and none of the ones we didn't, and we just left. It was great.
To beat the traffic.
Mm-hmm.
The non-existent traffic on a Friday night?
Saturday? Yeah, no, it was really easy to get home. It was super quick.
Because Granville Street's closed on Friday night.
What do you mean?
You're on at the Vogue, right?
Yeah.
And that's on Granville Street.
Yeah, so it's like traffic. That there's human people.
Yeah.
Yeah, you walk around. It's not like we drove a car into the Vogue and expected to drive it out. Like,
I don't really get leaving before the show's over. Like, I paid for the show. I'm staying for the whole thing.
I just hate going to live things of all kinds. I hate it so much. So I just go until I can't stand it anymore and then I leave. Okay. This is how I feel about everything. Even when I go to see my favorite comedians, I'm like 45 minutes and I'm like, you could be done at any point now and that would be just great because I'm so ready to get home. Which is horrible, I understand, and I don't enjoy things because I'm Satan.
No, I feel you on that.
You just said you didn't.
No. I mean, getting tired of things.
Yeah.
Like when you're there. But I will stay to the end.
Yeah.
Even if I don't want to.
Despite yourself.
Despite myself.
Well, to make sure that you get your money's worth.
Money's worth, exactly.
Uh-huh. Yeah. Exactly. Yeah, in that case, I guess I overvalue my time and undervalue my dollar. So, because I was like, oh, I could be at home in pajamas now. I loved it. I was prepared to stay for the whole thing, but it was also not climate controlled at all. So it was like 45 degrees Celsius, and I was just sweating more than I've ever sweated before. My whole head of hair was plastered on my forehead, and I was just, like, liquid.
Ugh.
It was fun, though. Felt really cathartic.
Did you scream and mosh and stuff?
Yeah, as much as you can in the upper balcony. But the mosh pit going down below.
How much can you mosh in an upper balcony?
A little bit. Not much moshing. It's more just bouncing up and down.
You and your wife just, like, hitting each other's shoulders.
Just
like
usual, you know, just us beating up on each other constantly.
No, I meant, like, hitting shoulders together.
Pretty
like...
much. That was basically exactly it. She got this t-shirt that says Gender Traitor from Autostraddle, and she rolled it up into a crop top.
Oh, my God.
And wore it all the way home.
You're
and I kept
married
trying
to a teen.
She's a teen, and I kept trying to pull it down. She's like, what the fuck are you doing? I was like, good point. I'm so sorry. Because I sometimes am like suburban momming her. Like, you can't go out dressed like that. And she's like, why the fuck not? You're not my mom. I was like, fair point. I'm not your mom. Thank God. This would be like Back to the Future.
Oh my God. And it's all
brought
come back,
it back
around.
Nice.
Brought it back. Yes. How was your week, Chris?
It was pretty okay. Pretty mellow. I also had a really fun night last night that was kind of like a date night.
I was watching it on Instagram
the
whole time it was happening.
I was Instagramming a lot of stuff because I'm insufferable, and basically I was just like, I had kind of like a rough day at work. Everyone just seemed to be really angry at everything. I got angry walk-ins, phone calls, emails, and an angry letter.
Oh,
it
wow.
was great.
Someone put their bile onto page.
Yeah,
for you.
It was really.
Weren't we just saying that no one writes letters anymore?
I know, it was kind of nice.
That is kind of nice. The
hey,
scathing
sincerely,
letter.
Sincerely, fuck you.
Yeah. That is kind
of
nice.
Yeah, it was like, do not ignore me with a bunch of underlines. Ooh. It was a little freaky deaky.
Oh my God.
No other way to contact the person, so I'm going to have to write them back a letter being like, hi, don't do that.
Amazing.
Don't send threats through postal mail.
Please phone us. Thank you.
Do you want some nice watermarked paper?
I mean, I have some.
Oh, do you? Okay.
Yeah, yeah.
I didn't know.
Well, I have letterhead, bitch.
Okay.
Why do you have watermarked paper?
Because I'm a fancy boy with fancy pens.
This is true.
I do. I have lovely bonded writing paper for writing.
What's the watermark? Is it your own personal sigil?
No, it's the watermark of the company. The paper is called Basildon Bond.
Oh, God. That's even better than the fake name I was coming up with in my head. I was like... Thistlethwaite and Derbyshire or something like that. It's like it has to be really hoity-toity, whatever it is. And you diseased it. I've been having a lot of trouble saying words lately. Anyway, it looked like you were having a really fucking fun time.
Yeah, man. So I just basically was like, you know what? Fuck it. It's payday. I'm like, I'm taking my man out. We're going to have a fun time. So we went to like meet for lunch. Mm-hmm. And then went and saw Atomic Blonde.
Ah, yeah.
Which, like, I don't know. It was fine. It was, like, Charlize Theron kicks a lot of ass, but it's, like, there was no music under the fight scenes, which is really strange. Oh, so it was weird. Just, like, crunch, smash, blood, ah. And, like, there were parts where they were just, like, beating each other up so much that they were, like, staggering to get back up. And then they'd, like, hit each other with corkscrews and all. She would hit people with everything. Yeah. Like, a portable stove and, like, a
okay, so Chet, when you first started talking about this, it sounded like you didn't like this aspect of the movie. And the more you talk about it, the more it sounds like you really did like it.
Oh, I liked what she did. I found it unsettling that there was no music underneath the fight scene. So it was just really laid bare. And
especially because like, everything else was so soundtracked.
Yeah, so it was basically, I felt kind of like the movie was just a vehicle for good music. And, like, I didn't really get what happened in some of it. But I liked that she made out with a lady.
Yeah.
Well, she did more than make out with a lady.
I was pretty happy about that.
Pretty great.
I mean, the movie could have been absolute shit, and I still would have really liked it, is the thing. So maybe it sucked, but I dug it.
Yeah, I love spies, and I like spies kissing spies.
Sure.
Especially if it's lady spies.
Yeah.
I'm into that.
So that was fun, and then we went, and we were like, okay, well, now what? Well, the weather suddenly got nice, so then we found a nice patio, sat on a patio, and then just, like, wandered back and, like, went to a whole bunch of different places on the way home and just, like, had a drink at each place.
Oh, nice.
We went to the Fairmont Pacific Rim, ooh, which had, like, music on, and the waitresses and hostesses wear gowns, like, long floor-length gowns and jewels.
Wild.
It's so pretty, and, yeah, my martini was $20.
Jesus Christ.
It was unnecessary. But the thing that cracked me up was all the coasters had, like, Wine Mom, like, slogans on them, like, sorry, coffee, this is a job for booze. Like, every coaster had like a different bad pun, and I'm like, you're better than this Fairmont Hotel is what's happening.
Like, we're really trying. Oh, I was gonna say something so dark, and then I decided not to.
Now I want to hear.
Oh, is it they're really trying to bring back their reputation after Cory Monteith overdosed there?
Oh, no.
Oh, forgot about that.
Yeah. I'm not gonna let anyone forget about that. Not like I watched Glee, I just know that he died there. Oh, poor guy.
Yeah.
It's
but
Vancouver's
then,
Viper Room.
Yeah, kind of. Kind of.
The thing, we wound up at the Poor House, which is like a whiskey bar and cocktail bar in Gastown. And sat
P-O-U-R.
Yes, exactly. And very clever,
clever.
Hey? Because we're like, we just want to sit in some motherfucking leather chairs and drink a good scotch. There was no room, so we had to sit at the communal table right near the door.
Mm-hmm.
And there were some people just sitting at the end. It was fine. There was two spiots in between, and then us. And these two random folks came in, and they were like, just started chatting, because this girl had a bouquet of lavender, and was just like, I made a bet with this guy that I can't keep it alive all night, and if I do keep it alive all night, he's gonna give me 500 shares in blah 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 company, and I'm just
what,
you guys are interesting, and then they were like, can we be friends now, can we come sit next to you, so we're like, okay, and so yeah, these people that work in, like, penny stock trading, this, like, lovely Irish girl who, like, had to go to Mexico the next morning, and then this guy that she, like, picked up at the Number 5 Orange, who was also a stock trader. They were at the Number 5 Orange all day, getting shit-faced. And then they came, they showed up, and it was like 11 o'clock at night, and the guy bought us an absinthe tower for the table, which is like a very baller move.
And very expensive, I would think.
Yeah, it was $16 per glass, and there were six of us. And they bring like a big carafe of like water with a bunch of spouts. And then you have to, like, you pour the water over your sugar cube into the thing. But they didn't light anything on fire. I was really upset about that.
You wanted some flames.
You gotta light the sugar cube on fire and let the caramelization get down. But I love absinthe. It was delicious.
Sweet.
And then, yeah, just had, like, a nice, like, I felt like I was just walking on a cloud all the way home. It was wonderful. Oh, yeah.
You still have both your ears, so that's good.
I do, yes. Yeah. It's not quite Van Gogh style.
Yeah.
They don't really make it good here.
What kind of absinthe was it?
They don't put the wormwood in.
I don't know.
Yeah. I got bad news about absinthe.
What's that?
The reason people went nuts on it is because real absinthe is like almost just pure alcohol.
Mm.
The wormwood is very marginal.
That's what the bartender at the bar told us.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
he knows.
You just kind of go wild.
You just kind of go nuts because you're really drunk.
You're just poisoning your brain, basically.
Exactly, yeah. It's basically a little paint thinner. I diluted mine quite significantly.
Yeah.
It was great, but everyone else hated it, and I felt really bad because the guy spent a lot of money. He's like, this is terrible.
Aww.
I'm like, we said it tasted like Sambuca. He's like, yeah, I hate Sambuca. I'm like, oh, well.
You've made an error, sir.
I hope that they made it home okay, and I hope that girl made it to Mexico. She had a 4 o'clock pickup time.
She was probably just trying to stay drunk the whole time and just get picked up at 4, I would guess. So. I can't travel like that. I'm amazed by people who are in their adulthood.
She was just a sweet little baby. She was like 24.
Oh, well, still.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm like, even at 24, no, I probably could have done it then, actually, because I'm so stupid.
Yeah, but like, the guy was like a 28-year-old, like, investment banker, stock trader guy, and I was just like, had a really fun night just talking to him and just being like, what is your world like, what is your world view? Like, you're living in the same world as me, we're sitting next to each other at a table, and our experiences and the way that we see this thing is so different. Like, we got into talking about, like, some political stuff, and it was just like, wow, like, we're so fundamentally different.
Mm-hmm.
Great. Nice to meet you. Agree to disagree on a lot of things, but I'm glad you're a nice man.
He bought us free booze.
Yeah, I don't know. He was really nice and very cute. So, yeah.
Sounds like kind of a baller. Yeah. How was your week, Justin?
Pretty good. I started a new job.
Ooh, what you doing?
I work for the UBC Faculty of Medicine now.
Oh. Wow, doing what?
Admissions.
I was going to say, letting them experiment on you?
No,
I'm a test subject.
I get to decide, or help to decide, the scores of med school applications about
Holy
who
smokes.
Gets an interview.
Wow.
Who doesn't.
That's so unrelated to everything
who's a doctor
else
you've
been and
doing. Who isn't.
Yeah.
Now that you're a doctor, like,
exactly.
That's what they let you do. Now you get to make other doctors be doctors or not.
Exactly.
Wow. Yeah.
It's not totally outside of my realm of experience, but it's a good job. It's just a contract job for now, but I'm hoping it will turn into something else.
Doing work for university academic units as like an administrative person is always a great idea because you make good money doing it
and
you get good benefits, generally speaking. Uh-huh. And their hours are more flexible than a lot of other places, so I'm always in flavor. I'm having so much trouble speaking.
Yep. So
maybe you need some whiskey.
Yeah.
Let's fuck some whiskey.
Tell us about this bourbon that you brought. Justin brought us treats.
I brought treats.
Good boy.
What a good boy.
Well, what I brought today was because this is the Sea Hags.
What I brought today.
This is the Sea Hags podcast,
uh-huh.
And I just happen to have this bottle of bourbon that was aged at sea.
That's so adorable. Take note, all future guests, that we are going to expect this kind of treatment from
now. Yeah, we don't have sponsors, but we do have friends that bring us treats. Thank you,
which is the best.
So this is, so this bourbon was aged in the regular way for a little while, and then
Then
in a weird way. So they put it on a fishing trawler and sent it around the world a couple of times for about 9 months.
Crazy.
That seems like not a very long time to age bourbon.
Cheers.
Clinky clink. Mm. Because it's slightly cold outside now, drinking this, like, sort of in the middle of the day, it just kind of feels like Christmassy.
Yeah, totally.
It's so comfortable in here right now. Can I just say that? Because it has been so goddamn hot, and today it's, like, cool. I almost need a sweater to be in here.
It's great.
Yeah, I love it. I'm probably gonna hate it another week if it does keep up. But the rain is so good, and this is so delightfully burny.
Yeah,
I can almost taste the seawater on it.
Yeah, you almost can.
Like, do you think that some seawater like got mixed into like if they're in the hold like?
That's some
good,
salt ions just
question,
sort of like smooshing
like,
in through the barrel holes.
Yeah, I mean like. Whiskey does take on the flavors of its surroundings, so
could
I think
be.
It's a little bit in there, but it's not.
Or
it's
we're
not
just imagining
thing.
It, and then little
I mean,
things are.
This is—it's a totally bullshit thing that they've done with this bourbon.
It's a bull. What they've done is bullshit.
It's bullshit like the glass you're drinking out of. This glass is one that I bought from the internet.
Yeah.
On an impulse purchase, it's like a fancy whiskey glass that's got like a little tasting, like a whiskey glass inside of like a weird shape, and it's supposed to be like the ultimate for like. Smelling it and stuff.
Uh-huh. I have like a tiny hurricane glass that's supposed to be the same.
It just feels like it's made out of like a weird fiberglass. Like
it looks a little bit like the glasses from Blade Runner.
Oh.
The Rick Deckard? Whatever.
Deckard.
His name. Deckard drinks out of Harrison Ford.
Yes.
Yeah.
I know him.
I can't remember if
Blade
it was
explaining. Is that something?
If it was Mallory Ortberg or something like, I'm super glad I've never seen Blade Runner, so I can just keep imagining that it's about a roving like knife gang. It's just always running.
Or what if they're on rollerblades with knives?
Oh my god, Blade Roller!
That's
Roller.
That's the remake.
Oh my god.
Lord. Yeah, they're actually doing a sequel to it, which is a horrible idea, because it's kind of, like, one of those movies that isn't so enjoyable to watch. It's not, like, a fun movie, but it's such a piece of art, you know, that you're just like, okay, I'm glad I've seen this. This is, like, a real sci-fi futurist film. And then you're like, okay, I'm done. I'm good. Yeah. I think it's brilliant, but I also, like, it's not when I'm like, oh, let's watch that. Like, that's fun to watch with people. You know? Mm-hmm. It's not how I feel about most of his films, Mr.
His Ridley being Harrison Scott. Ford? Oh, Ridley Scott. It's the only movie... Star Wars? That's a fun movie.
No, the only movie I've ever walked out of in my life was not Poseidon?
Pacific Rim?
No. No, sorry. It was the one that he made that had Idris Elba in it. It was Prometheus. That's what it was called.
Oh, the alien one?
Yeah, Prometheus is the only film I've ever walked out of in the theater.
Mine was Hot Tub Time Machine 2.
Did you see the first one?
Yeah, I liked it.
Yeah,
really?
Yeah. Me too.
The second one was just the worst.
Okay, that's the only one that's available on Netflix, I think.
That's probably why. Well, it's Canadian Netflix as well. Oh, so Lord. They don't get the rights to, like, the actual good movie.
Hey, you know those movies you like? We've got the sequels to them, and they're not good. Enjoy.
They've got Jafar's Revenge instead of Aladdin.
Oh, God.
Which was the straight to VHS.
That's the third one. I think the second one was The Return of Jafar. Oh, my God. And then in the third one, they finally get married, I seem to recall.
And were they able to get Gilbert Gottfried again to do Iago?
Well, I don't know. Were they able to get fucking Robin Williams to be the genie?
He was still alive then, right?
Yes.
Right. I don't think they were, because I don't think the genie was in those ones.
Because Gilbert Gottfried was in the TV show of Aladdin, because there's an Aladdin TV show.
It's weird that I just thought that Gilbert Gottfried was the biggest celebrity in that movie. I'm sorry to the memory of Robin Williams.
I was like, who are you saying that to? That was the most sincere sounding apology.
Like, wait a minute.
I'm sorry.
Robin, because, like, I can't name anyone else who was a voice for Aladdin. Like, yeah. I don't know.
Scott Wurringer played Aladdin, who was DJ's boyfriend on Full House.
Jesus.
That doesn't seem correct.
That's a deep cut.
I promise you it is.
No, but just that bad casting is what I meant. Not that your recollection of that was wrong.
Oh, yeah, no, I'm a human IMDb.
Did he do The Singer as well?
I doubt it, but maybe.
Singing?
We could find that out from the power of the internet, but let's just let it be a mistress.
Yeah.
It's an Arabian day. I get that stuck in my head a lot, like more than I should probably.
To see the new movie that's coming out, Demi Adjigouvier did a fake movie trailer, like a fake Will Smith rapping about Aladdin
over the credits. Yeah,
yeah, and it had like that Arabian nights, neither Arabian moons, and then the rap line is, "We only got one moon." Like, come on, fool! We only have one moon. Are you kidding me? He's just so good at doing the Will Smith voice because he just keeps going, woo! He kept going. I'm talk good today.
So good.
Me talking.
So you got a new job.
Yeah,
I got a new job.
That's not necessarily how your week was. Did you just get a new job this week?
Oh, and I just started it this week.
Nice.
I got it a little while ago. Uh-huh. And what else did I do? I didn't really do much this week except for, this is my first sort of official weekend off for a very long time, which is, this is fun. This is why I was able to come and hang out today.
Thank you.
Because I have the Saturday to myself. I don't know what I'm going to do with the rest
of
today.
Holy shit, I wouldn't have come and hung out with us if I had the day off for the first time in forever.
Yeah. My plan was to just sit in my pajamas and play video games all day, but instead I had to do this, but whatever.
Hey, that's cool.
I'm pretty stoked about it.
Yeah. No, it was great. We were able to pin this one down. Behind the curtain.
My boss called me first thing this morning and was like, hi, can I treat you to a pedicure in 20 minutes? I'm like, okay. So then instead of just sitting around my pajamas all day, I got up and had a shower and went and got my toenails painted.
Nice.
They're so cute. What
did you have a good time?
Orange.
Coral orange, yeah.
Those are cute little tootsies. Mm-hmm. You have the most adorable little feet in the world.
The ladies were just like, you don't have any toenails at all. I'm like, that's true.
They're just like,
did they charge you less?
No.
They're like the visors of an astronaut's helmet. Yeah. It's just so narrow.
But I like sat in the massage chair with the fun. I've only had one pedicure in my life before this, so it was pretty exciting. And all of my like summertime feet got taken off.
There is a cure for the summertime feet, it turns out.
But like I was running over barnacles and stuff at the beach. Like my feet were rough shape. So
yeah, so now
they took the cheese grater to them. And oh now they god, feel so good.
Yeah.
So nice little smooth tootsies.
I like it.
Want to do it?
But so then I did play some video games, and then you guys came over. Good story.
Right.
Good
story. Great story.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I didn't play any video games today.
Nor did I.
Mm. Cool. Odd man out.
Well, there we go.
There you go. New job.
So new job.
You brought us creme brulee.
I got dessert
and whiskey. Whiskey and dessert, yeah.
So, do we want to talk about this creme brulee? Did you make this yourself?
Yes.
Cool. It'd be pretty weird if you stole it.
Yeah. dude on Hastings just had it.
Inside his jacket.
Yeah.
Three tiny ramekins.
Oh my god, just like opening up a fucking trench coat with some ramekins full of custards.
Well, because, I don't know, you could have bought a mix and then poured them into the thing or something like
that. Yeah, that wouldn't be really what I would do.
No.
Is that what you did?
You're a fancy boy.
I made this myself. It's basically just a custard, right? Mm-hmm. You see me, it's cream and egg yolks and sugar. Mm-hmm. And
yeah, that was like the question I got was, can you guys do dairy and eggs? We're like, yeah. We're Northern European. We'll be okay. Northern and Eastern European. We'll be fine.
And these ones have a little bit of... So I did an impulse purchase at Granville Island the other day. I bought a jar of tonka beans.
What are tonka beans?
Tonka beans are poison beans.
Oh, so we have poison in these.
There's poison in these.
Cool.
They're like a flavoring that you
I don't
use.
Care.
They look like, big, long raisins, but they're hard and you grate them like nutmeg.
Okay.
And they're delicious.
Okay.
And they're only poison in very large quantities. But, they are poison. They're officially illegal in the United States.
Cool. I'm down.
They're not illegal here. They're just sort of hard to get. So.
Snoof it.
So tonka beans, and there's some cloves and stuff in there as well. Mm. Some vanilla, all that sort of thing.
Oh, Justin, you're such a gourmand.
It's very like wintery. Like you've got your winter spices.
It's very Christmas. Yeah, I didn't mean it to be that Christmassy.
No, this is
great. You wore head to toe red, so you're basically in a Santa outfit.
I just hear those sleigh bells jingling.
Yeah. Well, let's be honest. If your socks don't match your shirt, what the fuck are you doing?
And the brim of your cap.
Yeah.
Naturally.
I mean, gentlemen, take note.
Gentlemen, please make sure that your beer brewing hat matches your fancy socks.
I don't know about women's clothing, so I can't really comment on that.
Well, usually our socks are a fun secret.
I also wore red.
Nice. There you
go. I don't know why. Just felt it in my heart.
I'm dressed like an art student.
As usual. Just so many scarves, right?
So many scarves, so many layers of various, like, diaphanous fabric.
I love diaphanous fabric. That's all I'm doing today. Mm-hmm. I am really, like, feeling the push for the hygge feeling, like, mm-hmm. that I really want to get into that, and this is, like, really exemplifying my vibe, mm-hmm. so I'm down, I'm really into it.
So Justin was going to make some creme brulee live on air.
Yeah, we're gonna light these up, or what?
It's our new cooking segment.
Yeah, let's,
all right.
You want to describe it? So we've got,
so
like,
what's going to happen? Okay. So you go ahead, you want to describe it?
No.
So I've got some sugar with a few lumps in it. So I'm going to just smooth that out a little bit.
You're going to take that line down? Man's insulting your sugar.
I haven't used that sugar for 2 years, probably.
Wow.
It's probably still good.
I'm sure.
Sugar doesn't go bad, does it?
No, I don't think so.
It's eventually. Like honey. It's like honey.
Honey never goes bad. Because bees are smart.
Yep. And then we're going to sprinkle a little bit onto the first ramekin. And I'm going to spread it around a little bit.
This is fun.
And then... So now that it's sort of evenly spread, let me get our blowtorch. Can you hear that at home?
Cool. Oh, there we go.
Yeah.
I won't burn your microphone.
I set my house on fire.
I won't do it. And so now we begin the caramelization of the sugar.
Oh my goodness.
Don't inhale the smoke. It's not bad for you, it's just unpleasant.
Oh, okay.
That's all.
It's not bad for you. You will die.
It smells great, though. It just smells like caramel, because that's kind of literally what we're making.
Mm-hmm. See, on the Great British Bake Off, there was a big debate about blowtorch versus broiling in the oven for creme brulee. And the judges were really, they were like, you gotta broil it, because then you also are keeping the custard warm underneath. But then people were saying, you know, but the blowtorch makes it more even, and you're able to, like, do some stuff. The same with meringue, too. Like, people blowtorch their meringue.
Yeah.
But, like, I don't know. You gotta bake your meringue, man. But I guess when you blowtorch, you can do it artfully.
Yeah, I don't think that you can really... We've tried making... Like, my family has tried making creme brulee in an oven before, and it just didn't work.
You have to be very good at it. You have to have done it successfully before. But you basically means to do that, you had to fail.
Several times.
That's a lot of wasted custard.
Yeah, but it's actually how so restaurants beautiful. Do it, because it is, you can do a bunch at once. Mm-hmm. Like this one only took like 30 seconds, but imagine doing that
100 times.
30 or 100 times.
Oh, it smells so good.
All right, that'll be for Chris.
Oh, thank you.
Don't do it right yet. Just give it about a minute to cool down.
Oh, yeah. Okay. You gotta get that crust so you can amylate it. It's hot.
It is hot.
Yeah, it was just you literally under fire. Yeah.
I'm dumb.
You have a master's degree but public health.
Injury prevention 101. Don't touch the hot thing that you just saw on fire.
You literally just saw it on fire. That's adorable. If you'd actually hurt yourself, I would have felt sad, but I also probably would have laughed a little bit. Would have been like, come on, bud.
Uh-huh. It's apparently the new Great British Bake Off is...
It's pretty great.
The new one without... Malin Sue.
I love Malin Sue, but I love Noel Fielding also. Oh,
right. I love He's Noel Fielding it. A lot.
And also, I'm a little disappointed. I've watched the first two episodes are out now. Noel Fielding is not Noel Fielding in the new...
Is he not being weird enough?
Nope.
He's being like a normal person who's a little off?
He's being Sue, basically.
Oh, okay.
And then the other lady who's on, I forget her name, she's just basically Mel.
Okay.
So yeah, the show is not different in... very many regards, except for they do more of those reality show cuts where they show people's faces looking shocked when not a shocking thing just happens.
A little bit of B-roll of shocked face.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Essentially. It's good, though. It actually, I think after this I'm going to go home and bake because I just watched the second episode last night. I'm going to...
What was the theme?
Last night they did sandwich-style biscuits.
Ooh,
so
yeah.
Basically... cookies with cream in the middle
uh-huh.
that were sandwiched together.
Merci.
And I got an idea. I wanted to do some like gin and tonic flavored biscuits.
Nice.
So I might do that tonight because I've got the day off.
What kind of cream would you put in the...
I'll probably just make two different butter creams. So I'll make a gin flavor and a tonic flavor buttercream and put those on top of just sort of regular ass cookies.
Let's see, when you don't have Mary Berry, then you can't like joke about like her taking shots of your gin and stuff like that.
That's
like,
true.
She's such a sweetie.
She is. And the new lady is nowhere near as mean as Mary, because Mary could be mean without being mean. You know what I mean?
She just kind of would give you that glare or like purse her lips, her very thin lips.
Her little wrinkly lips.
Yeah.
Do you ever see those supercuts of her biting into things on YouTube?
Oh, Lord. It's always out the side of her mouth.
Yeah. That's her good side, because she's like 100 or something.
Yeah, she's super old. She looks pretty good for her age.
Yeah.
I've been watching so much older cooking shows that people have uploaded to YouTube lately.
Oh, yeah.
I do that all the time, but I go through phases of doing it a lot, and I definitely... I've been watching Barefoot Contessa, nice. So instead of going home and baking, I'm going to go home and find a nice Jewish professor to be my husband who I can cook for on the weekends. I really love Jeffrey on that show. He's just such a cute little dude. He's like, oh, I'm driving back from the city. I'm going to see Ina. She wants me to pick up some spinach, but I know I'm going to screw it up, so I better just buy all of them. It's so cute. She's like, I'll get the baby and the curly spinach. That way I know she can use at least one of them. That's like so cute. And she's like, you did so good, Jeffrey.
Oh, man.
He's a professor of economics or something. He's a super smart boy. But yeah, Ina's the boss at home, I guess.
Yeah.
That's very cute.
That's her domain, man.
She's like, oh, it's just so fun. I can't wait to make a meal for all my friends on a weeknight.
I have been planning my birthday party already, and I'm like, what am I going to do?
Sorry. Snorked.
You guys watch America's Test Kitchen?
No.
No, I don't have it.
Oh, my God.
What's that?
It's a PBS show. And it is basically... it's like the science of cooking, I guess, but they actually rigorously test different equipment and different recipes, and because hence the name. And then the leader or host, I don't know what he is, the show.
Leader bean.
He is the most boring Vermont man in a bow tie.
Oh, I have watched America's Test Kitchen. I watched them make like some sort of late Victorian meal together or something. And that guy was such a square.
Yeah.
He looks like Wolf Blitzer.
Yeah, he does. And the chefs all hate him. Like if Wolf Blitzer and Over Redenbacher.
Oh my God, exactly. The most boring guy. Vermont, like, is the guy that Bernie Sanders calls when he wants to be put to sleep. Oh, please. I'm very tired. Just whisper some recipes to me.
I like that very much.
That is great.
I have a much better Bernie Sanders impression of me than I realized.
Yeah, there you go. You know that you have an old Jewish man inside of you at all times.
Yeah, like in terms of having like a racialized caricature living inside of me, it's like a white gay feeling that they have an internal black woman. Yeah. I clearly have like an elderly Jewish complainer living inside of me. And I think that's great.
All right.
And that really reflects my whole life story of just, like, wanting to be Jewish forever.
Okay, do you want to let yours cool down a little bit?
I'll let you guys go ahead, and I'll do this.
Chris, while you first. You crack that whip.
So the brulees have been creamed.
Ooh, so crispy.
Yeah, so crunch. Me too.
Mm-hmm. Oh my god. Mmm.
No, you're still gonna be
hot. Mine's still a little bit.
Yeah.
Tacky. Mm.
Don't you just love crunching on air, everybody?
Yeah.
Wow. Oh my god, this is so good.
The actual custard is so good. Holy fuck.
Oh my god, Justin.
I'm eating mine a little raw. Because I want to have that in me.
It's really Christmassy. I like it. There's cloves.
Yeah.
It's almost pumpkin spice.
No, there's I guess it's the cloves and something else, but this reminds me a lot of Swedish cooking, because I think the tonka has a little bit of a saffron-y flavor or something to it. Yeah. There's a bit of a saffron vibe.
Do you know what the flavor profile is of tonka?
It's like
tonka.
They use it a lot in place of vanilla.
Mm. Okay.
But it's also a tiny bit bitter. It's fruity. It's very aromatic.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just kind of. It's just kind of a bunch of different flavors into one little bean. Mm. I'm very glad that I spent $15 on a small thing of 8 beans.
This is so good. This is amazing. Nobody's ever brought us food before that we ate on air.
Yeah, Madison brought cookies, and I think you were crunching on one of them one time.
Yeah, well, I'm gross, so. We never really made it a segment like this, so this is wicked.
Yeah, thanks.
We should make this a regular thing,
Our cooking show.
Absolutely.
This is so good. I haven't had creme brulee in forever, and I was actually pretty hungry, so thank you so much for bringing that and for flavoring it so thoughtfully.
I love creme brulee so much.
Mm. You're a man who truly appreciates the fine things in life and the pursuit of pleasure.
We try.
And more often than not, I would say you succeed.
Thanks for doing that with your mouth.
Fuck you.
I'm still got a whole bowl of sugar here. Gonna light it on fire or what?
Yeah, just make it
kind of
a burning.
Make one of those how do you do that science experiment where you have the sugar you light on fire? It makes a gross carbon snake that
we need more chemicals than that. I guess.
Isn't that with saltpeter and stuff?
Probably.
Where can we get saltpeter at this hour?
Pharmacy.
See,
can you just get saltpeter?
See, Hegg's podcast canceled for bomb threat.
I don't know if this will get me on any watch lists or not, but when I was a teenager, my friend brought over the Anarchist Cookbook, and the only thing we had the balls to make was a smoke bomb. And so basically the recipe was eraser shavings and saltpeter.
Yikes.
And you put them together and it makes a pretty legit smoke bomb. And we had to go to the
Shoppers. Did you light it on fire?
Yeah, light it on fire. Went to the Shoppers Drug Mart and asked where the saltpeter was, and it's over the counter. So you could ask the pharmacist for it.
What does it do other than make a smoke bomb? What can you use to treat?
Not a fucking clue. Never, haven't bought it since. So. Hmm.
The only thing I've ever asked a pharmacist for was 222s. I don't know if you can even still get those.
Don't know what those are?
No. That is Tylenol with codeine.
Oh, yeah, you can get those.
But a low dose. It's 8 milligrams.
Oh.
Yeah. No, that's what they were called, though.
I don't know if they are frequently called that, but that's how I understand them to be called. But it's maybe one of those differences in slang,
I thought they were T3s.
No, T3s are higher dosage. Mm-hmm. But,
their prescription.
Mm-hmm. They, yeah, that's when I went to Saskatchewan and a kid who was under the legal drinking age asked me to pull for him. Mm-hmm. I only know the term boot.
Oh, yes.
So
pulling boots?
Yeah, I don't know. He had, we call it booting here. Because I guess bootlegging probably is where that comes from, or I don't know. But yeah, pulling is a new one. Pulling, I thought, was the British term for getting someone to shag you.
Yeah.
Something like that. Wow, that was phenomenal.
Wow.
Mm. Well, all right.
Just made that disappear.
I hope everyone
very
really enjoyed that in their ears. They're so jealous now.
We're going to have to put a little misophonia warning for the 3 minutes while we're just eating custard super loud.
Who knew custard was so crunchy?
When you got a salt, not salt, the sugar crust up top.
What cooking show were you watching, you were saying? Two Fat Ladies?
The Two Fat Ladies, nice. Yeah. It's an older British one.
Tell me about that.
Because we want to be the two kind of fat ladies to tool around and eat in a motorcycle.
Yeah,
and Chris is in the sidecar.
You know this one, yeah. Katie knows it.
That was the joke about you being in the sidecar was from Two Fat Ladies. It was two slightly less fat ladies.
Oh, I just thought that was really an adorable image of you driving the motorcycle and me being in the little sidecar.
Well, that's how it would be.
Yeah, you're not. not wrong.
It would be so cute.
Yeah, it would be.
It would be really cute.
So cute.
We should find that. We should find that guy who has. I don't know if you've seen him driving
dog?
Around. Yeah, the little dog in a little red Baron sidecar, and he wears a little hat and a little scarf, and it's attached to his bicycle. So we should totally get that and pose in it for.
Oh my god, that would be so fucking cute. Bet you we can find like a proper motorcycle and sidecar somewhere. I'm sure someone who works at Gorilla Surplus knows where we can find.
I'm sure we could just tap into Dykes on Bikes, and they would happily let us use their stuff for props.
Just promote their worldview. Yeah. All lesbians should have motorcycles.
Motorcycles are dangerous. I like lesbians. I don't want them to crash.
Yeah, I'm scared of motorcycles.
I didn't know that was I thought those bicycles.
No,
that would be really funny. It would be a totally different class of dyke.
That's East Van Queer for sure. Like,
yeah, the bike polo
on a fixed
team.
Gear,
yeah, like. Rolling in on there. But like, yeah, the older ones.
Queers without gears.
Did you just make that up?
I think so.
That's fantastic. Hey,
that's great.
I like that very much.
Is that just gay people on fixies?
Yeah.
Just
the East Van peeps doing your bike polo.
Now, with dykes on bikes, am I allowed to say that?
Uh-huh.
Okay.
You can't be like, look at those dykes.
No, but I can say the name of the
events. Oh, look, it's the Dykes on Bikes are coming.
Yeah.
Right. Because it's like...
What a bunch of dykes.
I can't... Well, I mean, like... Because I don't think anyone in this room is allowed to, like, sing all the lyrics for rap songs, right?
No, absolutely not.
So I didn't know if it was the same rule.
Mm-mm. It's funny because, like, there's the Vancouver Dyke March... And so I've had to reference that a lot because I was there for work. And so then, like, in a lot of publications, it's just like, yeah, we're at the Dyke March and this and that, Dyke March, Dyke. And it's just like, it's very funny. And when we're trying to get volunteers, they're like, what is this? Is it okay? I'm like, yeah, it's totally fine.
It's a party.
That's what it's called. It was so lovely. It was such a fun day. So,
yeah, there's definitely a lot of people who don't really align with the terminology anymore, but it's like classic. And I think it's a-okay if that's how people are feeling. But yeah, it's like leather vests and just that short 80s Susan Powder hair, you know?
Yeah.
So good. I just...
Often leather vest with no tops underneath.
Yeah!
Just flying free.
Them titties. Chaps. Love it. I remember seeing that, like, fairly young. I like seeing pictures of that as a kid and being like, okay.
I know. I totally want to be one of the babes that rides on the back.
Yeah. You like want to be someone's, like, sweet little femme.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I do.
Yeah. You want some big, to quote Margaret Atwood, some big John Goodman-looking woman up front.
Oh, God.
She's like, I want a woman that looks like John Goodman. I was like, yeah, okay, I could see that. I could go for that. John Goodman's looking pretty good these days. Anybody? He was in?
He was in
Atomic Blonde. Yeah.
Oh. He's such a delight, that guy.
And I like when he plays a villain, too. I don't even remember if he does in this one. It's very hard to tell who's what.
Mm-hmm.
I haven't seen it. I thought it was a band.
You don't need to see it. No, that's Concrete Blonde.
Or Atomic Kitty.
Or there's a horrible accident with the bus. Oh, man. So what's next for you now that you have to submit your dissertation with revisions?
Yeah. Hopefully that all goes well. And I don't even know.
Are you done with porn for your whole life now? Or?
Oh, who's ever done with porn?
Fair enough. Yeah. I just thought like maybe you would have gotten bored with it at some point.
No. Wow.
Nope. Still fun.
Nope. Still going strong on that.
For the listener just joining us, episode, I don't know, the one that's called The Bottle Episode.
Yeah.
Yep.
I think it's around episode 14 or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
That was Justin's first appearance, and he did his PhD in Victorian erotica?
Porn. Porn is fine. I don't know. I'll probably write a book.
Sweet. About the subject?
Well, I'll turn my dissertation into a book, probably. But not like an academic monograph, but like a real book that people will actually read.
I'll be down for that. I will buy it. I'll be the first in line to buy that, because I want to see your take on all the horny stuff that's been made in the past.
Yeah. Well, I mean, I figure I did all this work, and I'm not pursuing an academic career, and I can't just leave it at that, right? This has been 6 years of my life that I devoted to this, so I got to make something out of it more than just the degree. And I think it's a cool story that hasn't really been told in the way that I've told it. So, so that's probably the next plan. But for now, it's just making a living.
Right on.
Just trying to make rent.
Yeah, no, fair enough. Maybe this isn't the best line of questioning to flog in Vancouver. It's like, so what now? I don't fucking know.
I just want to survive.
I just don't want to die.
Yeah.
I'm going to Las Vegas for a little mini vacation.
Really?
With my girlfriend,
With Ms. Carla.
With Ms. Carla. So that's going to be fun.
That makes her sound like a psychic when you say it that way.
Miss Carla. She'll tell you what's up.
Yeah, mm-hmm. So we're going to do that on a weekend just for fun.
Nice.
Because why not go there?
Why not? Because it's... Just if only to prove to yourself how horrible it is.
Oh my God, it's going to be... I haven't been there. I was there when I was a child.
Are you going to go see Mariah Carey in residence?
No. But thank you for asking.
What about Celine Dion?
What about Elton John? Is he still doing residence?
I don't know.
You can see some sort of Cirque du Soleil, probably.
Yeah.
Go see the erotic one.
Go see Carrot Top.
Humanity or whatever.
I'd see the Beatles one if I saw any of them.
Yeah, I always forget how much you like the Beatles.
Yeah, I love the Beatles. They were a good...
Who likes the Beatles?
They were a good music band, weren't they?
Weren't they?
Music boy.
Aren't they widely regarded as one of the most important rock bands in history? Yeah, probably.
Yeah, I like the Beatles. They're fine.
And go see some comedy?
I might do. I don't know. Mm-hmm. I don't want to do anything when I go there.
You just kind of want to drink and eat shrimp?
I want to go to the shrimp bar, and I want to go to this buffet that I saw on a BuzzFeed video one time.
What wants to go to shrimp heaven now?
It's like a buffet.
Justin, we can't keep doing this.
That was a joke I wasn't in on.
From my brother, and me about a child who just wants to go to shrimp heaven now.
Okay.
Every time he sees some shrimp, he just thinks about shrimp heaven.
That's fair.
And that's where you're going.
I'm going there.
You need to be the mayor of shrimp heaven. I guess God. God of shrimp.
I feel like I'd want to just be like the mayor of just like shell, not just shrimp, but all shellfish.
You want to be the
crab, lobster, shrimp, oysters, scallops.
Wow. All those things. That's very East Coast of you.
I didn't like shellfish or fish.
Growing up.
No. My father even owned a lobster restaurant. I would not fucking eat there.
Wow. Are you like mad at your child self now?
No, because lobster's not that good. I had it I had it recently for the first time. Last summer, it was the first time I actually sat down and ate
a lobster.
I was in Nova Scotia with Carla. She was there for the first time. I was like, well, we got to get lobster, right? Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And so we did the whole thing. We picked them out of the stupid tank. And
murdered
them in the boiling water and ate them. And my brother had to teach me how to do it because I've never actually done it before.
It's very hard.
It's stupid. It's a stupid amount of work for not a lot of reward.
Yeah.
The tail was the best part, obviously.
That's where all the good stuff is.
The rest of it was, I mean, the whole thing was just kind of bland.
Mm-hmm. Huh. It's just a vehicle for butter.
For butter, exactly. Mm-hmm. And I love butter. I'm like 80% dairy at any given time.
I love it.
Yeah.
That's perfect.
I'm butter and cream.
My
skin tone really...
It's very buttery and creamy.
It's very buttery and creamy.
He's a creamy boy.
He's a creamy, creamy dairy boy.
pasty dairy boy.
Yes. From the hills of Ireland.
I caught a
Kerrygold butter.
I caught a crab and...
just one crab.
Yeah, just one crab. It was caught up in like some fishing stuff.
Okay.
On Gabriel Island. Not this year, but the year before. And... it's a hell of a lot of work, and when we, like, went to go put the crab in the pot, it, like, gripped the outside of the pot with all of its little legs.
Oh!
And there were, like, the children were watching, like, us kill this crab, was very sad.
Aww. It was like, this crab really wants to live.
Yeah, it really did. It really did. And it's, like, last fight just made it so sad. And then it's, like, there was no meat in it at all, really.
That's a disappointment.
Yeah. He knew.
Mm-hmm. He's like, I'm not even gonna be good, guys! How does he sound like
excellent
that?
Crab voice.
Thanks!
I'm glad you didn't go with Caribbean, like, the one from The Little Mermaid.
Yeah, I've already said something very questionable about race today, so I think it's okay. About the internal Jewish man that I have living inside of me. I just hope that that's what gets me to Jeff Goldblum.
Yeah, I just really want a Jewish man inside of me.
Yeah, basically. Okay, I'll see myself out to hell. Bye. Oh, my gravy. So, yeah.
Yeah, anyway, so it's totally not worth it. I would much rather buy, like, canned crab or whatever.
Sure.
I love crab
cake, yeah. But yeah, lobster? Why?
No, it's
what's your favorite shellfish, then?
I like scallops. Mm-hmm. Yeah, scallops are really good.
I haven't come around on scallops yet. They have a weird marshmallowy texture to me. Mm-hmm. I don't like the when something is sort of soft and crunchy at the same time. It weirds me out a little.
They have to be a little rubbery.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That's the secret.
Yuck.
But the big ones you get, like, in northern BC, mm-hmm. from Haida Gwaii,
okay.
blow your mind.
Yeah.
They're like the size of a filet mignon.
Wow.
And...
they take a sear really, really well.
Have you ever watched scallops swimming? It'll mess you up.
They swim?
Oh, yeah.
Aren't they in...
Look up a video right now. Scallop swimming. It's trippy. Because you're like, what? It's like watching Ariel's bra try to get away from her.
I thought scallops came in, like, big oyster-looking things.
No, man, they look like the classic seashell.
Huh. Let's have a look-see.
Well, it's a little scallop. Is this someone's gonna go poke?
Oh, my God.
He looks like it's castanets.
I didn't know they could do that.
This is, I'm so glad to share this with you guys.
And then he just spirals just, back to the bottom of the ocean.
Down to a different spot.
Oh, my lantern.
Oh, that's so cute. Oh, my God. I love it. It looks like it's, yeah, playing castanets.
Yes.
Oh, man.
What other kind of secrets of the deep do you have, Katie?
I know everything about the ocean, don't you know? Well, what else do I know? I mean, all the good stuff everybody knows about, all the stuff that's down at the bottom looking all ugly.
Yeah.
What else? If you get down to the bottom, don't come up too fast or you'll die.
You get the bends.
And then you'll write a great song about it.
Yeah. Well, that's debatable,
I suppose. It's a good song, right? It's awesome. Shut up.
They're good.
Never listened to a Radiohead album in my life.
Really? Oh, interesting.
Yep, because I didn't like the people who liked Radiohead in high school.
Mm.
So I was like, if you like them, they're probably not good.
Oh, that's a shame.
How did you make your face so small
in your head just now?
And now it's...
Oh, wow.
That? Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Listeners at home can't see that.
Yeah, but your whole face like shrunk down to like being 3 inches across on your big, giant head.
It's like Cole Meany, Chief O'Brien.
Oh my God, it's like
he's got
Cole Meany.
Such a tiny face on such a large head.
God, he looks like SpongeBob SquarePants.
God bless Chief O'Brien.
God does not bless Chief O'Brien. You know, every season there's a horrible thing that happens to him. His terrible wife.
Hmm.
Anyway, so scallops can swim.
Scallops can swim. I'm glad I watched that.
It's beautiful to watch. And there's one of like a school almost of them just swimming around like that. And you're like, come on, nature. That's fucked up.
That's so cute.
I love watching weird perambulations in the ocean. Like watching when octopuses like tuck up all their tentacles and with two little tentacles on the bottom. Looks super cool.
How was scallop swimming not a screensaver in the 90s?
I don't know, man. Flying toasters really had the market cornered. That was perfect screensaver material.
It really was. So good.
And because it like kind of dips every time. It's so cute.
How come we don't have screensavers anymore?
Oh, I read about this.
Okay.
You have an answer? We don't need them.
We don't have CRTs anymore.
Yeah, and there was a reason that did it burn into
the screen if you like left it on or something? So it had to be changing all the time.
That's right.
It's like what happened with my brother's ColecoVision.
And apparently they still have screensavers on your OS. And it was the impetus for the article, it was like in Wired or something, was that the new version of the Mac OS just got rid of screensavers.
Wow.
So they were there up until like whatever Lion or Leopard or whatever it was. And then this one, it was the first one that didn't have screensavers.
Wild.
Not even an option. It's just your screen goes blank.
Yeah.
Because it saves
power.
It's
like, power. Get fucked.
It's like power saving mode or whatever. But yeah. Then they went into this whole argument about how screensavers were art or something, and I didn't.
I enjoyed the differences that you would see in them, but most places just had the lasery looking ones.
Yeah.
I like the one that built a pipe.
Yep.
A super crazy pipe. Flying toaster is probably my favorite. But I also just like the aquarium one.
That was cool. Remember that fucked up one that was just like going endlessly through tunnels?
Yep. Mm. Yeah, or the one that was just flying through space.
Flying through space was my favorite one.
I like flying through space. Yeah. I would just like sit in front of my giant CRT monitor and be like, well, not giant like in the way you want it to be. Obviously, no. Like depth-wise, yeah. It was very large.
just
be like,
engage.
Especially because I had like a Star Wars game that used a joystick, so I could just like use the joystick and like pretend I was flying because I'm a fucking nerd. I'm a child that you feel bad for. Go figure that I would have been a child you felt bad for. If you'd been an adult when I was a child, you would have been like, no.
A Star Wars game, but instead I'm just going to drive the screensaver.
To be fair, Rebel Assault was really hard.
And to be fair to the Phantom Menace, probably one of the best pinball machines.
Oh, really?
A Phantom Menace one. I almost missed a flight because of it.
Wow. Because you just had like a super high score going and you didn't want to leave?
Yeah, I was doing really well. And apparently in the little arcade at Pearson Airport, they didn't get the announcements. They were calling my name.
Oh, dear.
And then I was traveling with my family like years ago. And they came and got me. But they were like, we almost missed our flight.
because they were very angry with you, basically.
They were very angry with me for playing. But it was a really good pinball game, and I've not actually seen another one.
Hmm. Are you sure you didn't just imagine it?
Mostly.
I'm pretty sure they have it at Ground Control in Portland, if you ever want to play
it. Yeah, they probably have it at Shorty's in Seattle, too.
Mm-hmm. So lots of places in the Pacific Northwest you can play this dumb game that almost made you miss a flight.
Yeah.
You beat your high score, finally.
There's a good Star Trek pinball at What's Up Hot Dog.
Yeah, it's the same one that they have at Ground Control. The one at Ground Control is signed by Will Wheaton, which means it's worth far less than it should be.
Oh, take that, Will Wheaton.
I hate him so much and I have no justification for it. He's just a goober, and I don't like his face. Everybody else could get it, though, from Star Trek Next Gen. Gates McFadden, call me now. We can play Doctor.
I don't know any of these people.
Dr. Crusher.
I know who Will Wheaton is, but only because he's on social media.
That's where you get your information?
No, but isn't he a big Facebook person or whatever?
I don't know. He tweets stuff.
I unfollowed him
years ago.
Yeah. He became intolerable very quickly. Sorry, Will Wheaton, if you're listening, which I assume you are.
He's got a Google alert set up for his name.
Even if it said audibly in something that isn't, yeah.
George Takei's done really well on social media.
Yeah, I respect that for a guy who's like 80.
Yeah, and because what did he do after Star Trek?
Good question.
It was like 1968 or whenever that show ended, and then 2005. And then we don't know what happened in between. There's the George Takei lost years. That's what I want to...
We'll never know.
That's what I want to know about.
We'll never know.
Probably he was on The Simpsons a couple of times.
I'm sure voiceover work is definitely what he was doing. Yeah. He's doing fine now.
He was on Heroes, wasn't he?
Yep.
Okay.
Hoop.
All right. What else? What else, guys?
What else?
Collective knowledge of George Takei's career.
That's what IMDb is for.
Oh, yeah. That bourbon started hitting me just now, and I was like, oh, I'm sounding stupid and boring now.
It's all good.
What can we talk about, guys?
I don't know. We could just maybe just plug some upcoming stuff and then call it a podcast.
Are we going to take this part out?
Well, we're at an hour, basically.
Are we?
Yeah.
Wow, that has just
that
gone
went
by.
Fast.
Holy crap. 20, I'm like, I'm losing my steam.
That's true. When you have booze and cream... custard.
Mm-hmm.
Time just flies.
I just feel like that's what my body is craving all the time. Like that's my natural ancestral foods. It's just like fat, sugar, and alcohol.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, those
and
are the big
dried fish, probably. For being fair.
Smoked fish?
Or pulling birds off of cliff sides and their eggs.
I've got some hot smoked sturgeon downstairs if you want to try it.
Yes, I do.
Maybe I'll crack that can if you want to try it. Apparently it's endangered and I have a can of it.
Put it back in the ocean, Chris.
I don't know. It's already been canned.
Put it back. Maybe you can swim like a scallop.
Oh my God.
It's been canned, and so I can't.
Fuck you. Twice this episode I've had to say fuck you and mean it really hard.
Here's a question maybe for you, Katie.
Yeah, okay.
So what does caviar come from? Is it belugas?
It's a sturgeon.
But it's called beluga caviar?
Beluga sturgeon.
But isn't a beluga...
It's a type of sturgeon.
Okay, so it's not the whale, because whales don't have eggs.
I mean, they do in the way that we do.
Right. I always thought it was from a beluga whale, too.
Me too.
No, beluga caviar. I'm good. I just fucking can't talk right now.
Play with this blowtorch for a while.
That's a really bad idea.
No, it comes from the beluga sturgeon, which
beluga
is just like,
sturgeon.
It's from the east of Europe, generally, in the, how you say,
Russia?
Yeah, Siberian Russia, but also, Ukraine and Poland and stuff like that, anything where not the Rhine, what's the other big river, the Danube, wherever that is, there's those sturgeon in there. They're very rare, these days, so it's being substituted with, lumpfish caviar, which is also black and tiny. But then there's lots of other kinds of fish eggs that are considered caviar, but that is the big fancy one that's super expensive because they're super rare.
Mm-hmm.
You do know about the sea.
I know a lot about the things.
Yeah.
I know a lot about random shit.
I've never had caviar before.
I'm curious about it. I've eaten roe plenty of times. I imagine it tastes quite similar.
Yeah.
Probably, right? Maybe it's fattier. Maybe it's greasier.
Mm.
Maybe it tastes like fish egg butter.
Mm.
Fish egg butter.
You're like, that sounds pretty good.
Yeah.
It really does.
I'm sure we could do something with that.
Yeah. Well, I'd like to try it on, some fancy cheese or something and on a cracker. Mm. Mm-hmm. Just be like,
I want it served, the way that fancy people eat. Not just
I want
like,
a silver spoon. Please.
When we were at the Fairmont yesterday, we were just looking around at, all the very, very fancy people and just like, what?
What must it be like?
What is this other echelon? Wow. Wow.
I was there one time and I was pretty sure there were three Pretty Woman scenarios happening in my immediate vicinity.
As in people were on dates with escorts, or as in people were on dates with escorts that were going to turn to love later?
Or that he, like, that you were at a bar and an escort approached them and started chatting them up. Like,
yeah, I think probably any one of those was, would be
true. There are definitely high-end escorts that work at the Fairmont.
Yeah.
100%. Totally. Yep. Cool. Okay with that. Get that money, girls.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. I was going to say, I finished Dietland.
Yeah?
I kind of didn't like it that much.
Yeah, I kind of didn't like it in the end.
Yeah.
But I thought it was an interesting read, anyway.
Yeah. It felt a little bit like 101 to me. But,
of course.
Like, but then it was also kind of anti-sex worker a lot of the time.
Yeah.
They shot a porn star in the face.
Yeah, that was weird.
And then there's like, oh, these stripper panties. Oh, I'm going to burn them all. It's like,
yeah, I had a really
maybe relax.
I had a conflicted response to it, but I definitely thought it was worth reading.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, there's the that's the review. I'd give it 3 out of 5 stars.
Yeah.
Books. Read them.
Yeah. Yeah, do it. It's good for your brain meat. Make it big and strong, and also put fish caviar goop in there. It's probably good, too.
I think that's a good lesson to leave it on.
Yeah, eat lots of fish oils.
Anything that you guys want to plug? This is going to come out. Hold on.
On the 18th.
Hold on. 19th.
18-19. Well, it goes up on the night of the 18th, so I can't plug the next Big Rock show, unfortunately, but I'll try to do it on the episode that we record.
I thought the Big Rock show was on the 24th.
17th.
Oh, I need to change that in my calendar.
It's on the 17th, and Justin has left us to find greener pastures and different things.
I quit.
He quit.
You're allowed to quit.
You're allowed to quit. I know. So it's me and Gavin Clarkson now, and we're going to run it, and you won't know about it, because it's already happened. Cheers.
That's right.
Yeah. But it should be good, because Simon King's going to be on it. Hopefully he won't do it all as Robin Williams, because then I won't pay him.
Wait, I don't know when we got to look up when Robin Williams' birthday is.
This better not be the 17th of September.
I don't think it is.
Okay.
Do you have any comedy stuff coming up, Justin?
I don't. I've been very lax with that lately.
Are you going to go back to it? Or?
Oh, totally.
Okay.
Yeah.
I just wasn't sure if you're quitting everything.
No, I'm not quitting everything. No, I had to focus my energies.
You had to buckle
it down.
I had to, yes.
It's a surprising amount of work, the show.
It is, yeah. And it's, as well as just going out and doing spots.
It's all a lot of work.
A few nights a week. It's a lot of work because usually you're waiting 3-4 hours to go up.
For 5 minutes.
At an open mic or, mm-hmm. or 4 minutes now at some open mics. I didn't have my evenings free with my previous job, so I just couldn't a lot of the time do it. So it was a confluence of factors, but I'm back. I've got a regular schedule. I've got Saturdays off.
Nice. Sundays too?
Wow! Yeah, sorry. And Sundays, the whole weekend,
wow!
Just for me.
Congratulations.
So pretty good schedule. And so, yeah, I'm going to do some comedy, but I got nothing coming up that I would mention.
Yeah. Yeah, really? I'm doing, Stephen Peaver has started a new show and I'm doing it on Tuesday. It's not on Facebook. I don't think anybody's going to be there, but I'm going to do it.
It's on Facebook. It's
not
today.
Oh, good.
Yeah. Phew. Cody Audette did the poster for it.
Oh, cool.
Yeah.
Right on. Good job, Cody Audette. The only dad among us.
The only dad. Mm-hmm. I have nothing to plug either. I just finished doing a run at the Accordion Noir Festival, which was kind of fun. We played at the Wise Lounge. I got to play a Jeff Burner song to Jeff Burner, and it was kind of...
Weird?
It was weird. He got up and he left, and then he came back in after. Totally didn't know what song we were playing, but we started playing it, and then he just, like, got up and left. And then we were like, oh, and that was a Jeff Burner song. And then he came in, and he was like, oh, I missed it.
Yeah. I probably would be very uncomfortable watching somebody else do my song in front of me. I'd have to be like, I gotta go. Mm-hmm. I think that would make me feel like being sung to. Kind of like how I hate that in restaurants. Like, if you ever want to prove to me that you hate me and don't want me to be your friend, you'll get the waitstaff to come and sing happy birthday to me in a restaurant. That's how I know you fucking hate my guts, is you do that to me. So just anybody who really wants to send a message, do that. Or you can just tell me, which would be far less hurtful. And save us both time and money.
Yeah.
The end.
Don't set up that whole ruse of inviting you out to a restaurant only to humiliate
I'm
you
super
terribly.
Nice. If you hate me, you can just say it in a nice way and then I'll understand. That's all.
How delicious to invite you out to dinner, though, and then have this whole elaborate thing just to make the staff sing happy birthday to you.
It's not even my birthday.
It kind of makes me want to do it, but I know I wouldn't.
Why are you
actually.
Such a shit?
Because it's so easy to make you feel so mad.
You're the sister I never wanted. I love you.
Oh, that's
doing it for us on the Sea Hags this week.
Yeah, we will see you guys all next week.
And yeah, everybody pay attention to Justin's way of doing things, because that's how we're doing it from now on, is everybody has to bring us gifts.
Perfect.
Yay.
I'm glad to set this precedent. Mm-hmm.
Thanks for coming.
Thanks for having me.
Bye.
Bye.